Talk radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
We're at a massive earthquake in Japan. A tsunami warning is in effect, and they said that should hit the shore any time now. How big it will be, many people don't know. They're saying it shouldn't be as big as what happened 5 years ago, of course, with the nuclear reactor at Fukushima and whatnot. We'll be keeping an eye on that as we go, but definitely a massive earthquake, right around 7 or so, and there's been several aftershocks in the 5, a shallow one just off the shore. So we'll be keeping a track of that throughout the day. Other earthquakes that happened throughout the weekend, it was very interesting, and I talked about it a little while ago. I posted a video online. Why don't you take a look at it? Check it out, Chad Benson Show. Simple and easy. Chadbenson. Kanye and Mike Pence this weekend had some stuff in common. And I know that sounds strange to a lot of people out there, but they had things in common this weekend that people don't realize. Kanye went, well, he, first of all, can we just say something about Kanye? The one thing about him is he's not boring, right? He's interesting. He's an interesting cat, to say the least. He kind of went off script, as he tends to do in his life. And I'll be real, I'll be real with you all right now. I can't tell if he is a masterful genius, very akin to somebody like Donald Trump, or if he's starting to lose the plot in his life. The concert the other night, Sacramento, California, their new arena, which, by the way, I've heard nothing but horrible things about, producer Phil. I heard nothing but horrible things about the arena.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Brand new arena, massive, master undertaking in Sacramento to build this. This is another one of the big stars that has come into play. Kanye the other night takes to the stage and he unloads this on a crowd that was not expecting it.
Beyonce, I was hurt. Because I heard that you said you wouldn't perform unless you won Video of the Year over me. And over Hotline Bling. In my opinion, now don't go trying to diss Beyonce. She is great. Taylor Swift is great. We are all great people. We are all equal. But sometimes we be playing the politics too much and forgetting who we are. Just to win. Winning. Looking cool. Looking cool. Being cool. All that, right? I've been sent here to give y'all my truth, even at the risk of my own life, even at the risk of my own success, my own career. I've been sent here to give y'all the truth. Jay-Z, call me, bro. You still ain't called me. Jay-Z, call me. Hey, bro, Jay-Z, I know you got killers. Please don't send them at my head. Just call me. Talk to me like a man. Right now, press. Get ready to write your passive aggressive LeBron James racist comments. Season 4 racist comments. Get ready to have a field day, press. Get ready. Get ready. Because the show's over.
Ooh. Talked about Trump, talked about politics, talked about a lot of things. People were apoplectic because after the third song, he went on that rant. And then, first of all, he kept them waiting 90 minutes. Kept them waiting 90 minutes and then went on that rant and then dropped the microphone and bounced.
I got a question for you.
Go for it.
What the heck is a season 4 racist comment?
I don't think he knows what he's saying sometimes. I think he just gets in the middle of something and he starts going for it. Very interesting, though, the way he did it. But the fact that everybody was pissed at him and angry and people are coming out and saying, how could he and how could he do this to our people and this, that, and the other. It just goes to show you that if you have a different mindset in this day and age, groupthink doesn't like that. You flip from there to Saturday night, Mike Pence. President, Vice President-elect of this country gets to go see the hottest ticket in Broadway, Hamilton. In doing so, he watches the show. But at the end of the show, the cast decides to give him a bit of their mind.
We are the diverse America who are alarmed and anxious that your new administration will not protect us. Our planet, our children, our parents, or defend us and uphold our inalienable rights.
Groupthink. Now, I always think that look, there's a time and a place for everything. I think there is a time and a place for everything. People are like, you know, I understand why they did it. There are some people out there that are afraid. There are people out there worried their rights are going to be. Mike Pence is, you know, when he is governor of Indiana, has, you know, shown that, you know, he is a very conservative Christian, believes, you know, marriage between a man and a woman, things of this, you know, things that definitely I understand the fear factor of what potentially some people out there are worried about. I live in Palm Springs, California. There are a lot of people here that are nervous. They're on edge. I get that. They're not on edge about Trump, oddly enough. That's one of the things that sits there. They're not on edge about Trump more so than Mike Pence. They're worried Mike Pence may do something. So I get that. He then got booed. On the way out, he says, son, you know what just happened here? And his son said what? He says, you know, this is what's great about America. You just got to witness freedom. Something along those lines. There's a time and a place for everything. I think lecturing the vice president is something, you know, whether you like the president or not. And let me tell you something. The right side of the aisle, you're as guilty as this as when President Obama became president of the United States. You're as guilty as anybody. You're absolutely 110% as guilty as anybody. But lecturing the president, the vice president, anybody else, this is not your right. And this is the funny thing is, yes, it's your right to do something, but there's a time and a place for it. This wasn't the time nor the place. I get why they did it. Again, I get why they did it. But at some point in time, you know what? This would have been a conversation better had saying, you know, would you like to meet everybody? Yes, yes, that'd be fantastic. Come backstage, and talk to them and say, this is what we're worried about. Booing the vice president, who, by the way, is not even the vice president yet, and doing that, to me, I find there's a time and a place for everything. This was not the time, nor was this the place. It's the same thing with Kanye West. But Kanye's always been Kanye. People in the art world have always been the people in the art world. They're going to do the things they want to do. They think they have a right to say something like this. They have a right to get things off their chest. But the funny thing is, for one night, they're essentially the same. Kanye is hearing it from the left side of the aisle in the African-American community and everybody else because he said he would have voted for Trump. He said he would have done those things. Other side of the aisle, you've got somebody like, you know, Mike Pence, vice president-elect, who is hearing it as everywhere he goes right now. And then you look at all of these things, right? You put all these things together and you realize that for the next 4 years, this is what they're going to get. The pushback has just begun. The pushback has definitely just, this isn't going to be a one-time thing. This isn't going to be the minute he becomes president and everybody's going to be, this is going to be a four-year period of pushing back on them. That's what's going to happen. Now, if choice is still there, if marriage equality is still there, slowly but surely it'll die down. But for right now, this is what's going to happen. And you saw what happened with, you know, President-elect Trump. What did he do? He was tweeting about Hamilton. He's tweeting the hell out of it. By the way, the boycott, if you're calling for a boycott of Hamilton, you're an idiot, first of all. Secondly, I never get into boycotts. I just think they're stupid. I don't think there's any reason for them. But if you're calling for a boycott of Hamilton, know this. I think it's a 2-year waiting list just to get tickets. I can't remember. Now, producer Phil, you and I are about the same age. Maybe Phantom of the Opera, but I can't remember anything that's been this big, this hot, this long.
Cats?
Maybe. I don't know. But this is otherworldly. So if you're going to call for it, you got a 2-year waiting list. I doubt your ticket, you using your not using your tickets isn't going to scare anybody away. Oh, well, this guy's not going. But the funny thing is, you see how groupthink works? Do you see how it works? You get a feel on how this thing goes. Is we're upset. We want to be heard. And in wanting to be heard, you have to listen to everything we have to say and do not talk back to us because we have some sort of unalienable right to be able to talk to you and to talk at you as if you have to listen to every word. You have to take it all in because we are superior to you. When in truth, respect the office. Respect the fans. Respect the people. That's it. We should ask for a little bit more respect from one another. I tell you this, and I continue to tell you this, and I will do it over and over again as I tell my friends on the left. Diversity is not your sexual identity or choice. Diversity is not the color of your skin or the God you worship. Those things are not diverse. Diversity is different opinions, different thoughts, different mindsets. To me, that is true diversity. And they forget that. They absolutely forget that because they want groupthink. They want only to believe and have ideas that are pretty much in line with what they have. And anybody outside of that, damn them. And that is not diversity. Producer Phil, you know what's the weirdest thing? Of all the diverse things I have seen on television, all this wacky stuff, what was that stuff? What was the original MTV show where they threw everybody into a house?
The Real World.
The Real World. That's probably the most diverse thing I've ever seen. Because you had a few people there that were somewhat conservative. You had people there were, obviously you had more people that were on the left, but you had people with differing ideas. You'd be surprised in life that the person that you may find has the most opposite, polar opposite idea of yours, whether it be liberal or conservative, you probably have a lot of things that you have in common, but you're too silly with certain things to get past that. It's about opinions. It's about ideas. It's not about skin color, sexual identity, religion, etc. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, C-H-A-D-B-E-N-S-O-N, Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. Love when you go there. You can also tweet at me, at Chad Benson Show, and text the show, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. This be the Chad Benson Show.
Blah, 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 blah. He's Chad Benson.
A lot of people texting in. Feel free to do it. 323-538-2423. 323-538-2423. You know, we were talking about, you know, Kanye. And I don't think he's stupid. For those of you out there who think he's stupid, he's not. But I can't tell if he's crazy or crazy like a fox. One texter writes in, I think rappers that get to that level are more savvy than people say. Absolutely. This is what's funny. I find Kanye to be interesting like I find Donald Trump to be interesting. I think there is a certain parallel between the two. I think Kanye is a very... First of all, Kanye didn't grow up poor. I think there's a certain parallel to Kanye. He took a little bit, made a lot of it out of it. I think he is shrewd. I think he is smart. I think at times he's more crazy like a fox than crazy. But I think he also says some stuff. Because I think he knows that he can get away with it. And I think he also, I think he likes the study of people, meaning he knows he can say stuff and get away with it. And to watch people lose it is kind of entertaining. You know what I mean? I mean, to watch people lose it. Another texter write in says, I wouldn't be pissed about what he said, but I'd be mad that I paid that much money. Very much so.
That's exactly what I said.
Three songs, but... Phil, you like Guns N' Roses, and they're the most famous, maybe next to Aretha Franklin, of being the hardest people to work with in music.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Like, if you don't know about Guns N' Roses, it's a 50-50 they're showing up, right? And even if they do, it's a 50-50 they're getting through it. And don't expect them. And we all know this. The bigger the star, the harder it is to get them on stage. The bigger the star, the harder it is to get them on stage. Aretha Franklin, from what I understand, is so bad that it's not even 50-50. You book her for a concert. If you get her there, consider yourself lucky. So that being an hour and a half late, you know, come on, it's music. It is. It is what it is. It's music. This is what you do. This is what you paid for. In fact, I think he'd be weirder if he actually showed up on time. Like, what's he doing here on time? I'm not even finished getting my nachos. It's crazy. I do love the groupthink, though. That's the thing that, like, I just... When I talk to people, the whole groupthink mindset is right there. It's like right in front. I groupthink, groupthink. Must believe and think like me. Must believe. Why don't you believe what I believe? So stupid. Trump's naming some more people, throwing some more people out there. Interestingly, he met with Mitt Romney. And why I find that interesting is because I don't think there's any love lost there. But it just goes to show you that no matter how Mitt wants to spin it, he doesn't want to be out of the spotlight. And I think Mitt, honestly, I also think there's a portion of Mitt that is kicking himself as we speak. Because he knows, God, if I would have run, I might have won this damn thing. Secretary of State's not too bad, though. That's another feather in the cap. I don't know if that's going to happen. We'll see. I tweeted out something, too. Was it retired general? I think he's 3 or 4 stars. Mattis? Mad Dog? I said, come on. Let's be real for just a second. Having a Secretary of Defense by the nickname of Mad Dog is kind of a cool thing. Like, that's kind of, you got to like that. Like, the rest of the world's like, it's the Mad Dog. Yeah, you don't mess with Mad Dog. And he is one of those guys that is exact. He is cut from the same cloth of the likes of Patton and a lot of those guys. The soldiers love him. They'll run through a wall for him. He doesn't get along with people in suits. He's argumentative. He uses bad language. He's exactly what we maybe need in a situation like that. You Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBenson, Chad@ChadBensonShow.com. I got so much stuff to get to today. It is a bag of goodies. We could do some more mansplaining. We could do the dumbest thing ever, also from the same country that gave us mansplaining. Or we could talk about big pharma and money. Chad Benson Show.
Chad Benson Show. Talk radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
Yo, party people. I found this interesting, but again, when people are wondering why we're shifting away from Obamanomics and Obamacare and things of this nature, think about this for a second. More than half Americans out there, more than half of us out there, more than half of you listening right now, more than half of you at this moment, at this time, listening right this second, say they can't afford more than $100 a month for insurance. Think about that. Now, before I throw, Obamacare out the window forever and a day, again, I didn't like Obamacare, mostly because I hate it when government gets involved in anything, because when they do, they tend to screw it up. Secondly, they don't need to know that much about everything in our lives, but they do. Obamacare is rising. This year, tremendously, it has risen. It's up on average over 21%. Sticker shock around the world, and you're getting less for more, and that's not good. We're getting less, 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 but we're paying more and more and more. I don't fully blame that on President Obama, because the truth is healthcare has been an issue for a long time in this country. We know that. It's expensive. We know that. And it has been rising for a while. So I can't solely go, it's all your fault. I know a lot of people out there would like that. I know a lot of people out there would jump on that and say, it is their fault. It's all their fault. Blah, blah, blah. I get it. I get it. But the truth is, this is what it is. But the fact that only half of Americans can afford that, and the fact that only 20% of the people that are out there in this country say that they could afford a $300 a month rate is crazy. But this is what we have. We have to do something about this. Do you understand that at some point in time, we have to do something about what's going on? I mean, are you aware of that? That's the thing I think people don't know. I think people think, well, we'll just go back to the way. We're not going back to the way it was. Know this. Understand this. Soak this up for a moment. We're not going back to the way it once was. It's just not going to happen. There's got to be some changes. How do we do it? I don't know. And this is where, again, smart people who, you know, definitely should be above my pay grade and pay scale should be talking about things in this country. People shouldn't go bankrupt because they have a broken leg or they had a procedure. But at the same time, we like being able to choose our doctors. We like flexibility. We like the fact that we have, you know, options with inside the medical world of choosing our health care or choosing not to have it. This is one of those things that there's always going to be a fight in this world over health care. That's never going away. That's never. Because if we went tomorrow to a full scale, you know, single payer system that the government controls, people are going to bitch about that, and then doctors will opt out of it, and then rich people will. And this is something I try to explain to everybody, but I don't think people on the left actually get it. If you think, all things being equal, we'll just go to a single-payer system and everybody will have the same health care, and that way it equals a lot of the playing field for everybody, I have news for you. It doesn't. The rich will always have better health care because they can still afford to pay for it, and there will be always doctors. You can't force them to work inside a system. So they'll opt out and do their own thing. Just realize that. But there's a lot that goes into healthcare. Healthcare, in many ways, is like government. It's overwrought with administration and stupidity. And we have to pay for that. We do. And you think in this day and age, we could get past this situation. We think in this day and age, we could get to a situation where we're not having to worry about this crap. But the truth is, we do have to. And to think that really, you know, 5 in 10 Americans can only afford $100, 2 in 10 can only afford $300, probably 1 in 10, if that, probably the other ones can't afford anything. New consumer confidence out? What's it say? People are worried about their jobs, and they're not going to spend as much money this Christmas, which is not good. It's been on average about $700 this year for Christmas, as opposed to about $824 last year. So we're not spending as much. People are worried about their jobs in the future. People are worried about their income. They still see it stagnant. And they see the rising cost of health care. This is why we look for change. You know, the funny thing is when Trump was out there doing the things he was doing, he would always throw things in. Yes, he had the craziness. Yes, he screamed and yelled. Yes, he said stuff that was outrageous. Yes, he said stuff that was asinine and stupid. But he would always throw things out there that made people think. He campaigned to the people he knew would come and vote, and he picked the way to win. Certain things we like. You know, one of the other things is we look at, you know, the pharmaceutical, right? The pharmaceutical company. They rip us off. All they want is money, and they take. All they want is money, right? You got Martin Scorsese and all these guys out there who are pumping it for as much. You know, you've got the EpiPen people. You go, oh, my God, it's just crazy. Renogen CEO Len Scheffler was streamed by Yahoo Finance. He said, let me tell you something. There are some bad actors out there, and they've made it bad for the pharmaceutical companies, but it's not everyone. And that's true. It's not. But it's expensive. It is expensive. And this is where if I'm Trump and I'm coming into this, and he has said it on numerous occasions, we're not going to let people die in the streets. We're not going to let people go without health care. We're not going to do this. We're not going to do that. This is where I would look and say, okay, you know, we've got a chance now to really do something. Obama started something. He started a law. Because he knew he couldn't get health care through. So he started a law that essentially was health care. we figure out a way to take some of the good, toss out the stuff that doesn't work, because we've tested it, it's not working. Figure out a way to merge the two and to bring something to the people, to try to get costs down, to try to get it manageable, to try to get to the point where people aren't going to blow themselves up in a time of need, where they realize, you know, I mean, all of us who's ever had a sick kid, all of us who's ever been in a hospital for a procedure for any length of time, all of us who've done any of these things, you know what it's like. And you get that bill and you just laugh your ass off because you're like, $383,000? My little brother, Spencey, love him to death. He wasn't supposed to live. Not at all. Was not supposed to live. Turned 13 this year. But it's been a trek. He's got brain damage. He has cerebral palsy. He has seizures all the time. He has a trach to breathe out of, and he has a G-tube to eat out. He can't stand. He requires care all the time. Sweet kid, has a decent amount of his faculties. When we got his medical bill, my mother was laughing her ass off when she got the medical bill. Now, Phil, Steve Austin was what kind of man?
He was the $6 million man, if I'm not mistaken.
My little brother was an $8 million man and looks nothing like Steve Austin. That's what it was, like $7.9 million for his 3 months in the ICU and all the things they've done to him. It is expensive. It is absolutely expensive. And we have to do something about it. People, look, we can't tax our way to prosperity. We can't cut our taxes to shrink the debt and the deficit. There are things in this country we have to face and we need a leader that we hope does it the right way, who tells us the truth and who's honest with us. We need a leader who says, look, I'm going to give you 4 years. I'm going to knock this thing out the best I possibly can, and then I'm bouncing. All right, that's what you get from me. You get 4 years. I don't know if it's this guy. I don't know if it's Trump. I don't know if it's Trump and his administration and all the things he's putting together. I couldn't tell you. But we have to be honest about where we are in this country. We have high health care costs, which takes a bite out of everybody. And when that money starts to shrink, there goes some disposable income. When disposable income goes away, people aren't spending. When people aren't spending, the economy's not booming. When the economy's not booming, your wages are staying the same. And when the economy's not booming, we're not growing jobs that matter in this country. There is a lot of things that we're going to have to face. How are we going to do that? Hopefully it starts January 21st. Hopefully it starts January 21st where we move forward and we start to do some stuff. But we must address the things that are out there. We can no longer kick the can down the road. It's going to take somebody who's willing to sacrifice all of his political or her political gain to realize that if she may get or he may get one shot at this and try to fix as much as possible. Here's the one thing about Trump that I like. He's not an ideologue. That's a good thing. He's not an ideologue. And if you're not an ideologue, you know what happens? You may go, hey, this is for the best of the country. Yes, there'll be some people that are pissed. Yes, there are going to be some people that are angry. Yes, there are going to be some people who lose. But there may be more that wins. And the winner of all may be America in general. But we have to do something to address these things. When you want to know why the likes of Hillary didn't win and the continuation of another 4 years of Obama, don't just look at the political correctness and the people that are just sick and tired of these almost royal-like families with the Clintons and the Bushes and whatnot. Also look at how frustrated people are. You have to take that into effect. Trump capitalized on anger. When $100 is too much for half the country to pay for health care, we have an issue. He realized that. He capitalized on that. Now, will he actually take that to a level where he starts to make changes to that benefit us all? That I don't know. Because in the end, it's still politics. But it's going to be interesting. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBensonShow, chad@chadbensonshow.com. You can also text the show. Please do. Love it when you do. 323-538-2423. Simple and easy as that. I'll read your text live on air, especially if it doesn't suck. Let's talk a little football, shall we? I think we should, because we watched some football. Yesterday, Phil and I were football watching fools.
You know it, my friend.
That's it. Let's talk a little football. And I also want to talk about what happened on Thursday night last week with an NFL star that melted down on the field. And we forget sometimes that they're human beings. Chad Benson Show.
This is the Chad Benson Show.
Nothing wrong with a little Judas Priest on a Monday?
No, not at all.
We should have sang this in choir. I watched football this weekend. It was a phenomenal weekend of football, fun, and excitement. Definitely enjoyed it. Hung out with Jack. And yesterday, producer Phil, first of all, I try to tell people, you have no idea how large these human beings are that play this game. It's essentially our version of gladiators. You have no idea. And if you've not seen it, producer Phil, have you seen the poor sound guy that got caught in the middle of the Minnesota Vikings running out?
I did not.
You should just Google it and then come back with your laughter. I will tell you this, to give you guys an idea. The sound guy was running across as they were kind of coming out of their tunnel, you know, all excited and whatnot. And he's got like that big plastic, you know, giant thing, looks like a dish, you know, that so he can pick up sound. As he runs out of there, he gets hit. He didn't see him. He's running straight. They're coming this direction. They T-boned him. He looks like a normal average guy, you know, probably about 5'10", you know, maybe 180 pounds. He gets destroyed. He doesn't even come up to the numbers. It is, we don't realize how big these guys are. And tonight they're playing in Mexico City, you know, altitude's 2,000 feet higher than Mile High Stadium. So they're up there and you got the Texans and the Raiders going at it tonight. So it'll be interesting. I watched games this weekend, but I want to touch on what happened last Thursday night. Luke Kuechly is one of the better players in the NFL. Suffered a blow to the head. And watching him as they were carting him off, it's eye-opening. Like, this is a guy who's only, I think, 25. He's got a big future in front of him. This is one of the better linebackers in the NFL. This guy's a stud. If he manages to play that long, this is an if. I think this is his second or third bad concussion. And as they were taking him off the field, he was hyperventilating. And like snot and like, you know, stuff was just coming out of his mouth. And he was like in tears. And yet he couldn't tell if he looked confused and he looked angry like a wild dog. And I thought to myself, I don't think people get it. I mean, as much as I love the game, and last night, trust me, I love the game. I sat there yesterday and I watched a hell of a game. I watched the Cowboys. Look, it is Dak Prescott's team. He's a beast. The guy's amazing. He's got cool head on his shoulders. He's great. I watched last night Kirk Cousins destroy. Who'd they play last night, Phil? What horrible team was that? Oh, the Packers. That's right.
The Packers.
I watched that game, and I thought to myself, that's a guy who's an entrepreneur because he bet on himself this year, taking a one-year deal, and he's going to get paid. And I love watching the game. But there are still times when I think to myself, that's a hard way to earn a living. And watching what happens last year, it's for our enjoyment, right? And boxing, it's for our enjoyment. All of these, it's for our enjoyment. And I do enjoy it. I do. I absolutely enjoy it. But there are times, and every year it's getting a little bit more, where I see somebody take a massive hit, where I see somebody just get destroyed on the field, where I see somebody who gets laid out and they're just rigor mortis. And if you don't know what that is, watch when somebody gets knocked out and they're rigor mortis, their arms and legs are stiff and they're just kind of shaking and they're just laying there like a board. And you're like, oh, and you're like, oh, my God, what am I watching? What am I watching? And by the way, it is safer now as far as deaths than it's ever been. Back in the 30s and 40s and the 20s when they only had leather helmets, people die all the time. But nowadays, it's freakish. Phil, did you check it out?
Oh, yeah, God, that was intense.
And I felt so bad. I mean, this poor sound guy runs out. And he's looking straight, and these guys are coming at him, and they're looking, you know, they can't even see him because he's 3 feet tall compared to, and it just goes to show you have no idea how large these human beings are. They wear pads so they don't kill each other. That's why they wear pads. My team yesterday, Can I just say, we beat the 49ers, the old Patriots, but can I just point out that the Patriots are so good that even beating the 49ers, they scored 30 points and they struggled. They struggled. Ugh, you know what sucks, though? Because John Dazar is such a huge Seattle fan, and Seattle looks like the Seattle from like two, three years ago. And I feel sorry for you, Producer Phil, because you live for the Redskins. And quite frankly, they're a damn good team this year. The problem is they're in a division where everybody else is damn good.
Absolutely. I mean, it was a zero-sum game of football for all of us on Sunday.
You may go 11-5 and not make the playoffs.
But look at it last year. 9-7 gave us the title.
Not this year, man. I'll tell you what. Crazy. Crazy. Happy Monday. Thanksgiving week, people. You ready for Thanksgiving? Got your turkey on? The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, C-H-A-D-B-E-N-S-O-N, Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. Love when you text the show, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. I felt good. We stretched our legs. That was a solid fun hour. I think we can do better. In fact, I'm betting on myself that we will. Chad Benson Show.
The Chad Benson Show.